strike and counterstrike in the Middle East. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A U.S. defense contractor has been killed and a second contractor and five U.S. service members injured in a suspected Iranian drone attack in Syria.
It happened on a coalition base in Syria. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin announced tonight that in response, the U.S. has carried out airstrikes in eastern Syria against targets affiliated with the Islamic Revolutionary Guards. The original drone strike hit a maintenance facility on a base in northeast Syria.
Fox's Trace Gallagher, in a statement, the U.S. CENTCOM commander says they are prepared for scalable options to respond to any additional Iranian attacks. Congress has begun hearings on the Biden administration's budget request for the Pentagon.
The $842 billion budget is the largest in Pentagon history and includes the biggest request ever for Pacific deterrence, weapons procurement, research and development, and the largest space budget ever. It's a 3.2% increase over last year, which critics say does not account for inflation.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, warning the House Appropriations Committee it's about deterrence.
The People's Republic of China and Russia have the means to threaten our interests and our way of life.
Schools should resume in Los Angeles in the morning. A three-day strike by service employees in the L.A. Unified School District has ended, but it's not clear if it produced any progress in the support staff's union demands for higher pay. On a technicality, a state judge in Pennsylvania has dismissed a GOP lawsuit challenging ballot curing measures for mail-in ballots. The judge ruling local county courts, not the state, has jurisdiction over the process of helping voters correct minor errors to their ballots, like dates and signatures. Wall Street, the Dow gained 75 points, NASDAQ up 117. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Utah has taken steps to protect teenagers from overusing social media.
Utah's Republican Governor Spencer Cox has signed measures into law that mean kids have to get parental consent before they can sign up for sites like TikTok. Anyone who wants to use social media in the state will have to verify their age, and children won't be able to use social media between 10:30 at night and 6:30 in the morning. Other states like Arkansas, Texas, New Jersey, and Louisiana are considering similar laws. What's not clear is how the new rules will be enforced, and tech industry leaders are threatening lawsuits, claiming laws like these infringe on First Amendment rights. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The police chief of Los Angeles and the department's constitutional policy director are under investigation after the names and photographs of undercover police officers were released to a technology watchdog group that then posted them online, according to the L.A. Times. LAPD Police Chief Michael Moore is offering his deep apologies to the undercover officers who were not given advance notice of the disclosures. Information about 9,300 officers was released in an online searchable database. Back on the court, the NCAA basketball tournament.
After a three-day break, the Sweet 16 got started in style with a thriller in the East Regional semifinals in Madison Square Garden in New York. Number 3 seed Kansas State topped the 7th seed Michigan State 98-93 in overtime. Guard Marquise Noel had 20 points and an NCAA tournament record 19 assists to help the Wildcats advance to Saturday's East Regional final. Noel managed to accomplish the feat while playing through an ankle injury that he suffered in the second half. Meanwhile, in the West region in Las Vegas, number 4 seed UConn easily advancing with an 88-65 victory over number 8 seed Arkansas. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.